And welcome to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruzza with The Pitch and The Pitch's blog, Fast Pitch at pitch.com. Like many of our listeners who are listening today, I grew up in the landlocked Midwest. If we had fish at my home, it was usually frozen fish sticks. And at restaurants, the options were usually deep-fried shrimp or deep-fried catfish, which was, at that time anyway, usually local. And if we were very lucky, the restaurant might have some sautéed fresh trout. We could thank the railroads for introducing a lot of Americans to a greater variety of fresh fish, but we could really thank the airlines because they really changed the paradigm and made the import of fresh fish from all points of the globe possible, even in the Midwest. Today we can sample fish in Kansas City, fish and seafood from just about everywhere. In this edition of Central Standard, we'll talk about your favorite fish and seafood and where to find it. But in the beginning here, we're going to do what we always do, which is talk about new restaurants in Kansas City, at least for the first 30 minutes. And this gives me a chance to introduce our panelists, starting with Emily.
I'm Emily Ferris from Feed Me Creative and The Feed, which is a blog at thefeedmeblog.com.
Very good.
And I'm Mary Block with AroundTheBlockKC.com, also on Facebook. And I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star.
All right. And Miss Gale?
I'm Gloria Gale, 435 Magazine.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the second half hour, we will talk about fish. But just very briefly, I'm going to ask each of you to tell me what fish you remember eating as a kid, if at all. Start with Emily.
My fish sticks.
Okay.
In the oven with Kraft macaroni and cheese.
How did you? Did you and I accidentally have the same mother?
I think our mothers may
We're
have
on the same
been
page.
Friends in a past life. Oh, and of course, my mom always made a lot of orange roughy.
Yeah.
Which is now like a non-sustainable fish,
exactly.
I believe.
Exactly.
Oh, alas. And Mary?
We had fish sticks when my parents went out for dinner. And it wasn't Mrs. Paul's. It was like Mrs. Hamilton or there's somebody else, but they take
She was trying to take Mrs. Paul's thunder, obviously. And Gloria?
Oh, boy. It was something weird. But I'd have to say fish sticks for the most part, you know.
Okay.
But whatever else was in the freezer, we don't know. We have no idea.
Anyway, we'll be talking a lot more about fish in the second half of the show. But let's talk about new places because you've all been to some new places. And Mary, why don't we start with you today?
Okay. Well, I was at the Bite in City Market, 23 East 3rd Street, and it's in that the circle of the City Market.
Now, it's a sandwich shop, right?
It is a sandwich shop, and it's. I was really impressed with it. There are probably about a half dozen sandwiches and then tamales, which you can make your own. You pick your filling and then your topping. And they have at least six vegetarian options, which I was impressed with.
I want to say that I hope – did you have the soy chorizo sandwich?
I did not.
It's really, really good.
You
and I have the same complaint about that place, which is they need a lot more filling on the sandwich.
They do. I was with someone. We had the Señor Chang, which is slow-roasted beef short rib and cilantro, candied jalapeno, sriracha. It was really good. But we split two different sandwiches, that and the kicking chicken, I think. And if I'd been having my own, I would have piled both halves onto one. But the good news is the roll is so soft and chewy that I had no problem eating the whole thing anyway.
I think that's the bread is from the Bonito Michoacan, I'm probably mispronouncing that, a bakery in Kansas City, Kansas.
It makes the sandwich. But if they could just beef up those fillings, no pun intended, I really think that it would be even better. And once the City Market actually opens, I think the place will be very popular.
Right, because there's not many – there's only, what, maybe two tables in there?
So there were probably at least six.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the price point?
High.
It was high, but it's quality ingredients. And I think my sandwich was $12.
Yeah.
One of them.
The tamales
were cheaper.
That just reinforces our belief. More filling –
yeah,
big bite. Or,
exactly, if you're going to pay that much. Exactly. I also, and Gloria was there too, went to a preview of the new Barrel 31 where Velvet Dog used to be. It's at 400 East 31st Street. We just tried a few appetizers.
Now, it's a whiskey bar that serves food, right? Is that the story?
Yes, but they are putting a much more emphasis on food than most bars do. And the entrees that we saw looked really
good.
They
were beautiful.
And I like the space. They did a great job renovating the space.
Right. It's where the Velvet Dog was.
All right.
Yeah.
I also went to Sava, which is Howard Hanna's new place at 4149
It's the champagne bar of Westport.
It is. And it's a cute little space. I liked it a lot. The only food we had was the raclette, which wasn't raclette the way I think of it, where, you know, you've got the
grill. Our listeners what a raclette is.
Well, raclette is actually a kind of cheese, but you think of it being on a grill and then you kind of scoop it up like fondue with your potatoes or your bread or whatever. And this just was some slices of raclette cheese with slices of bread and potatoes and pickles and mustard. Yeah. And you put it together yourself. It was very good, but it wasn't exactly what I expected. But we got there at 5, and by 5:30, the place was packed.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good news for Westport.
It was. And then we went around the other corner to Ale House at 4128 Broadway. And that place is hopping.
I got to tell you, I've not been in it. I've driven by it many times. It looks very attractive.
It is very attractive.
The food is surprisingly good.
Yes. I was going to say that. We had, you know, it's all TVs and tons of beer, and we thought, well, this isn't going to be anything great. But we had the nachos, and I was expecting, you know, a big pile of nachos, and that part maybe was disappointing because they were individually piled, and there weren't very many of them, but they were really good.
So, you know, I love that because I hate when I get to the bottom of a pile of nachos and there's nothing on the chips.
Well, it was just the quantity. We would have had twice as many if we could have.
They were really good.
They were really good.
Mary, you might tell us where the Ale House is again. It's on
Broadway. 4128 Broadway in the old Streetside Records.
All right. I want to remind our listeners that if you would like to join the conversation, if you've been to someplace new or you want to discuss someplace that you've been to that's maybe been around a while, you're more than welcome to call us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or send us an email. We're always happy to get emails at centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet to
@KCURCST.
Very good. Now, Gloria, since you were also at Barrel 31, you chime in here.
Well, I thought it was a very attractive space. I had been to the Velvet Dog before as the oldest person there. But this new space.
I told
space...
you not to wear that, you know, flannel nightdress.
I know.
Alons. Remember those?
Right. But they did an admirable job of refurbishing the place. It's now quite large. It's got plenty of room for a whiskey and bar and a wine and all kinds of high tops and regular tables. And they will be serving – well, they're open now. Mm-hmm. So what we tried were the a variety of basically appetizers. The Gouda and ale fondue with a Bavarian pretzel and house-made kettle chips was quite good, I thought, you know, for starters. And I'm hoping that they will continue to attract more fine dining, not fine dining, but elevated dining and not just a beer.
They had ossobuco on risotto.
Ossobuco, that's pretty ambitious.
Pork belly on polenta with Brussels sprouts.
And they'll have brunch. So they're going to be doing a lot of things. And
what is the address of that again,
it
Gloria?
Is 400 East 31st Street.
Very good.
And then going a little bit south and over west, I went to, and I know you've talked about this, Cucina della Ragazza.
And that's Laura Norris's little Italian deli in Westport.
Yeah. It was really, really good. I had made reservations, which you really need to do because there are only 5 tables. And it was standing room only by the time we left, which was about an hour, you know, and some later. But I had the chicken saltimbocca, and my friend had a grilled pork chop. And I got to say, it was wonderful. Mm. So I'm thrilled with them. And I also went out to, even though it's not new, but I did go out to Grand Street off of 87th and Renner. Well, first of all, I couldn't even find it.
I got lost
too. That's a common complaint.
Yeah,
I understand.
You have to go in the back and around. It's like
it's in an office building.
Well, so is the one on the plaza. Yeah. That one's hard to find too.
Yeah. But it looks nothing like the one that is down on the plaza. But the food was delicious. I had lettuce wraps and it was wonderful. So
you know what it looks like. I think it looks like an airport terminal.
Yeah. It's exactly like what I thought it would be. But regardless, the food it was packed for lunch. So
all right.
They're doing something right.
Let's switch over to Emily because we are starting to get phone calls at 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888. Thank you, Emily.
I'm your sidekick now, Charles.
All right. Where have you been?
Well, I went to not new places, but some new twists on older places. So I went to the Rieger, which is at 1924 Main, for their new happy hour.
Oh, good.
So last month they stopped serving lunch and started doing a different. They changed up their happy hour. So now the Rieger does happy hour from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and they kind of expanded their happy hour offerings and changed them a little. So they have food and drink specials. And I've been twice in the last 2 weeks. One time I stayed way past happy hour. And I loved it. It's great. And I love a happy hour that starts at 3. That's kind of rare. And that's a great – if you ever have an early afternoon off, the Rieger is such a great bar to go Beautiful. Up to and have a drink and talk to the friendly bartenders. And the foods I tried there were very meat-centric. The braised bacon with heirloom beans. And I've talked about the Rieger's heirloom beans on the air before. They're just amazing white beans that are always cooked with ham or bacon, and they're just full of flavor, and they have big cloves of garlic in there. And the crispy beef cheeks were delicious. And the pork tenderloin was my favorite thing on the Rieger lunch menu. And I think it was the best pork tenderloin in Kansas City. A little fancier than others that are very popular. It's on a brioche bun, and it has an aioli and pickled onions. And now they do a mini pork tenderloin, and it's two on the plate. They're little pork tenderloin sliders for $7. So if you just want a little bit of food and you're having a drink and want to eat something. And I love it. It's great. I would go back to that happy hour every week.
I saw on Facebook, I think yesterday, they had cute little chicken salad sandwiches.
Oh, cute. Probably a special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So no lunch at all?
No more lunch. Mm. No.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And I finally made it to El Pollo Rey in Kansas City, Kansas. I can't believe I've never been. It's at 901 Kansas Avenue, and it is their offerings are very simple, which I love. The menu is whole chicken, half chicken, or buffalo wings. And they do – it's like a fire-roasted chicken, I guess.
It's really delicious.
It's so good, and you get – it's $12 for a whole chicken, $6.50 for a half chicken. It comes with tortillas and pickled onions and different salsas. And it's very – you walk up to the counter, you take your food to the table. And
you could carry that out, though, right?
You could carry it out, but it's I couldn't make it. I would be eating it in the car. It just smells so good. It's delicious. If you haven't been, go to El Pollo Rey in Kansas City, Kansas. I also tried – someone called in last show or the show before and had wonderful things to say about Blue U in Raytown. And I was out in the area and was driving by around lunchtime, late lunch, and I stopped in. I was the only person in there, which felt a little strange. It was good. It was decent Chinese food, but it wasn't just Chinese. It was Asian fusion, which I don't always love when I go to any kind of restaurant. Like, focus on one thing. And, you know, they had Korean, they had Thai, they had all kinds of different things. And I had a spicy Thai chicken, which was pretty good. It came with fried rice. I left there feeling like I probably wouldn't be dying to go back, but if any of my family in Raytown wanted to eat there, I would definitely not put up a fight and I would go, which is more than I can say for certain very highly rated restaurants in Kansas City
that
I will not name.
Can I also add to your list that I was in Raytown this week. There's a new diner, I think it's a month old, and it's on, I believe, like 62nd and Raytown. No, I'm taking 62nd and Blue Ridge. And it's called Home Skillet. And they've got some kinks to work out. But, if you like a little home-style cooking in Raytown, they make their own pies and they make their own rolls. And if you eat fish on Fridays during Lent, they have their own hand-breaded deep-fried fish.
Nice.
And that's Home Skillet.
Huh. I will check that out. And I want to give one quick shout-out. Last night, I went to Pizza Bella. One of my favorite places in Kansas City.
Downtown?
So, yeah, downtown. It's at 1810 Baltimore. The pizzas are so good. I had the mushroom pizza and the Brussels sprouts. I think everyone in Kansas City is in love with them.
How could you not get the Brussels sprouts?
They're so good. So good.
All right. And this is Central Standard, the Food Critics Edition, and we are taking your phone calls. And let's go to a call. We've got Becca. Becca calling from North Kansas City.
Hi.
Hi, Becca.
I just can't say enough about Viva Loy. In Independence, totally unexpected. And I believe they said they'd been there about a year. We tried it a couple of weeks ago. I'm a faux painter. I was just blown away by their decor. It's so eclectic and just so tasteful. There are three floors that you can wander around. and they have antiques for sale, decor pieces. It's just totally charming. The food was wonderful. It's not a cheap place.
No, it's actually kind of expensive at dinner. It is very charming. It's very unusual for Independence. It's in the old...
It's in a former home decorator shop or something.
Yeah,
like
a former interior design shop.
In Englewood. Yeah.
Right near the Englewood Theater.
Yeah, right by the old theater. Mm-hmm.
And when the weather warms up, I will say they have one of the prettiest patios in Kansas City.
Beautiful.
We can't wait to go back and try the patio. It looks wonderful.
All right. Hey, thank you, Becca, for that call. And she was talking about Vivalore, which is a restaurant in Independence in the Englewood shopping district. You liked it too, Gloria?
I loved it.
Yeah. It's sort of ladies who lunch.
It is, but it's unique. You don't expect to be antique shopping while you're eating. But, it's really great. And then you go outside and it's a garden party.
Okay, we have Andy. Andy has joined us from the internet. Is that correct, Andy?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I was listening to the program. I always listen to the program. But I wanted to shame you guys this morning because earlier you were talking about a restaurant that had really, it was a sandwich shop, has really great breads, but not enough filling. And I'm irritated by the trend of, there always has to be more food, you know.
Whole different subject, a whole different show
that
probably.
Wasn't the issue.
But the point is that these sandwiches are expensive and really a little bit stingy on the fillings.
And you can't really taste the filling because
there's not enough of it.
There's not enough of it, and it's mostly
so that, that's a whole different subject from a Midwesterner's having a great passion for huge portions. But
yeah, and a good sandwich has a great ratio of fillings to bread. And I think what we were saying is the ratio was off.
Yep.
Okay. I was watching a program the other day that was showing the size of dinner plates and the size of portions as they have, as it has evolved in the American diet. And, what we would consider, a very small plate now was like a dinner plate, many years ago. And Americans, obviously we have a weight problem, but...
Indeed.
We just keep upping our expectations. So anyway, I just wanted to make the comment, but I enjoy your show and you guys do a great job.
Great.
So.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
And, there are some national chains now that specifically have big, big, big portions because a lot of people go in, have a little, eat half of it for dinner and take half of it home.
Yeah.
That's a thing these days.
When you can't get your mouth around the sandwich, there's something wrong.
True.
You know?
Unless you're at Katz's Delicatessen in New York City.
That's right. That's right.
And then that is their signature thing.
Yeah, that's right.
We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. I'm here with Mary Block, Gloria Gale, and Emily Ferris. We're talking about food. What other new places? Oh, I got to put a shout out. So there had been very briefly, I don't even think it made a year, maybe it did, a barbecue place in North Kansas City. I think it was called Kansas City Smoke Shack at 900 Swift. And it didn't last. Mm. So a family has moved in and opened a Mexican restaurant there. But because the previous tenants left the smoker, it's a Mexican restaurant called El Barrito Loco that also has barbecue. And they're doing a Cuban barbecue, which is, I tasted a little bit. It's, of course, it's pork and marinated in bitter orange and citrus and spices.
Ooh, yum.
And it just opened this week. I think it opened on Wednesday. It's at 900 Swift. It is only open. They do serve breakfast. They have breakfast burritos and things. So it's open, I believe, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. But on Fridays and Saturdays, they stay open till 9. And no, they do not have a liquor license yet. But they're right next to the Big Rip Brewing Company. So I think you're allowed to take your beer in from there or vice versa.
Works.
So then that is... El Barrito Loco in North Kansas City.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I happen to be watching PBS, and Peter Greenberg, who's a travel person, was doing a show on Israel and Palestine, and he went into a souk restaurant that served kunafa. Anybody know what that is? It's a dessert. And here in Kansas City, the Basha serves fabulous kanafa.
Why don't you explain to us what kanafa is?
Well, as best I can understand it, it's a cheese. You'd never know it was
like
a cheese.
Like halloumi or something like that?
It's a dessert.
Okay.
And then it has a rose water and sort of an orange crystallized sugar something sweet on top. I don't know. It's fabulous.
I want to say that we are getting quite a few emails, and I'll throw this out. Grinders tweeted us that today is National Cordon Bleu Day.
Ooh.
And today's special is a cordon bleu sandwich with a side of homemade chips.
Yeah.
That sounds so pretentious. Okay. Kelly wants to know more about the champagne selection at Sava, Mary.
You know, they have a huge range, quite a few by the glass, starting at like $8 or $9, going up to more than $15, and then a lot of bottles.
And they also offer champagne cocktails,
right,
which I love. I get the classic, which is just a bitter-soaked sugar cube dropped in champagne, and they do like a French 75. And
a Cure Royale.
Yeah,
they have a lot of champagne cocktails. And sparkling wine, so you don't have to go for the big bucks.
Do they have any, you know, I don't know, fake champagne for somebody like me?
Well, that would be sparkling wine.
Club soda.
Oh, okay. Well, when I heard the word wine, sparkling wine is alcohol-free.
No. Okay, if you're looking for alcohol-free, I guess
club soda.
But, yeah.
Maybe they could put a little grape juice in it.
A little bitters, maybe some.
But any sparkling wine that's not from Champagne, France, is considered cheap stuff.
Ah.
Prosecco and all that.
Okay. Cheap stuff I love.
Yeah,
I do,
too. We all love it. We are taking your phone calls. We're talking about new restaurants. I've been to a couple new places, and I'm having a brain lapse. So let's go to Denny. Denny on the Plaza, where have you been?
I went to the Culinary Institute or school that you mentioned that's on Ward Parkway, and I can't pronounce it.
It's L'École Culinaire.
Yes, and we went for lunch last Wednesday at your recommendation, made reservations. It was fabulous. We just loved it. And if you're retired and live on the Plaza, you need to go at least every other week.
All right, that's a great. Am I the only one here who has been to L'École Culinaire for lunch?
Yes, and it's called the Presentation Room.
Yes.
And it's weekly?
No, they only have lunch, at least at this point, on Wednesday and Thursdays from like 11 to 3. It's extremely inexpensive, and the students do a sensational job. I mean, the time I had lunch, everything was just beautiful and delicious.
Yeah. So it's not like the food equivalent of going to like a beauty school and getting a bad haircut.
Someone who has had that bad haircut, I may still have it. No, it was very well done. One of the Kansas City's best chefs has sort of overseen that program. At least in the dining room, and that's Peter Castillo, who used to have Cafe Tenerife, and he's got a little place in Westport right now. But no, I was very, very impressed, and it's not a huge selection on the menu, but I tasted quite a few things, and they were all good.
Great.
And I was, and they didn't know who I was because I was in complete disguise.
You'd just gone to the beauty school and gotten a curl set, huh?
I did, and I was dressed
Ruth
as
Rachel.
I was dressed as Gloria Gayle.
Well,
and her fashionable new pink glasses.
Anyway, L'École Culinaire, I don't know the exact address, but it is on Ward Parkway, the Ward Parkway that actually, you know, faces Rush Creek.
Right.
So, and Wednesdays and Thursdays only.
You have to make reservations.
They really strongly suggest reservations.
Yeah, no walk-in.
No, but they do serve alcohol. I think that should be said. I mean, if somebody wants a glass of wine with their drink, with their lunch, they can have that.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Okay. And more lunch places?
Well, I'm trying to think if... Oh, I didn't go to anything new.
I went to a West Side Local after Charles's piece yesterday.
And you were not... My
business partner had the quinoa sandwich, the quinoa burger that he just absolutely loved and ate every bite of. And I ordered the mole tacos, and I was less excited. I did not clean my plate. I was sad. But usually I love the West Side Local. I usually am just really thrilled with it. And it just so happened that yesterday, on Charles's recommendation, I went back. And
I think the food there is really, really good.
I do, too. I generally love everything there, and it's the only place in Kansas City where I'll still order an order of deviled eggs because their fries are out of this world.
And kale salad.
Yeah, their kale salad, and they do a great quinoa dish. And
they generally do a nice job, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
they do.
They're pretty consistent.
And I love when the spring, when the beer garden opens, and Mm-hmm. It's really, they have that nice outdoor area.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll be looking for the best fish dishes and fish joints in and around Kansas City. So call in with your favorites during the break at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. That's coming up when Central Standard returns in just a moment. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruza. From The Pitch, joined by Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. This is the time of the program where we focus on one subject, and that subject right now is fish and seafood in Kansas City. And as we said earlier in the program, we all grew up where our introduction to fish was almost universally fish sticks, which I can't bear to even look at now.
Oh, I will still eat some fish sticks.
Really? Really?
Oh, you still make them?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I would prefer to get, like, know that the fish is sustainably caught and it doesn't have any weird stuff in it. But, oh, I mean, it is deep fried fish. Who wouldn't eat that?
Me. Well, and remember,
this, I don't like fried fish.
How can anyone not like fried fish?
No.
It is the American way.
I really think the only thing I like that's fried are French fries.
Oh. And grilled mozzarella.
That's why Mary is thinner than the rest of us.
Yeah, I know. I was going to make that point, too.
That's right.
But I do eat my fair share of French fries.
I want to say this is also fish fry season because it's the Lenten season. And if you go to pitch.com, I put up a post that's still getting a lot of play on our website a few weeks ago about where you can find all of the fish fry, all the church fish fries in Kansas City. So, and I've been to several of them myself, and I've now called a moratorium on Charles Ferruza going to one more fish fry. But because they are kind of fattening.
Kind
of. Yeah. And if we are going to talk about fried fish, I want to put a shout out to Lutfi's. I'm especially fond of the one, Lutfi's Fish on Main Street. I'm not sure, in the 30s somewhere.
Around 31st or 30th, yeah. I think. I love that place as well.
And what I love most about it is they have good side dishes. So, I mean, fried fish is good, but I like my side dishes too.
They have the kind of macaroni and cheese that would go really well with fish sticks.
Really? Well, or fried fish.
Or fried fish.
And I'm also a big fan of Mad Jack's on Troost. It's about probably 62nd and Troost. Mad Jack's, it's also a great place. Mostly, they do a lot of carry out, but you can eat there.
And they have a food truck.
They do. That's right.
I think periodically we get calls on where people can find fish and chips.
I recently went to Michael Forbes Grill, which I wasn't expecting to like, and really enjoyed it.
Really?
And we got the fish and chips.
I heard they have good fish and
chips.
It
was. And they're kind of like beer battered fish sticks almost, because they're long strips of white fish and they're beer battered. It's like a beer batter.
Michael Forbes.
Yeah, Michael Forbes Grill at 63rd and Oak. No, Main.
No, it's at
Brookside.
Brookside.
Yeah, the fish and chips there were really, really good.
I'm going to just do a momentary segue away from our topic of fish to remind you that you can send us an email at centralstandard@kcor.org as Heather did. And Heather has a question for Mary. Does Savas serve food? I know we talked about that, but she must have missed that part.
Yeah, I had raclette. They have a very limited menu.
They do the Rieger pork soup.
Yes.
Because Howard Hanna from the Rieger is a partner at Savant, so they do have the Rieger pork soup.
And I know they had charcuterie platters, I believe, and some marinated olives.
Yeah, they do desserts. I had the profiteroles there, and they were delightful.
Wait, do they have fish sticks?
No.
No?
Fish and
champagne. In your champagne.
Yeah, fish sticks and champagne. I don't know.
All right. We are talking about fish this hour. You know, there's some obvious choices. There's the Bristol, which is a Kansas City iconic place to go for fresh fish. There's McCormick and Schmick's, which I'm sure has been on the plaza for at least 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then M&S Grill.
The M&S Grill.
801 Fish.
801 Fish, which is in Leawood. And that's relatively new, correct?
It is. Yeah. It is.
In Park Place.
11615 Rosewood.
And then that Leawood. New chain is coming. Jack's
Fish.
Is coming to the plaza.
In the Polsinelli building,
yeah.
Correct. So, yeah, we have a lot of places for a variety of fresh fish. Do they still have places like Long John Silver's? I haven't been in one
of those. I don't know.
You know, I live around the corner from a Captain D's, but I know you're going to find this
hard
to believe.
Red Lobster.
Yes. I love Red Lobster. You know why I love Red Lobster?
And it's packed.
It's packed. And there's a reason it's packed because, A, it's very inexpensive, but B, I love those cheesy biscuits.
Cheddar biscuits.
Cheddar biscuits, yeah. They are delicious. I could just eat a whole plate of those, and I'd be perfectly happy.
Well, the Bristol has great biscuits too.
Yes, they
I'm
do.
Not, I'm gonna be the sour note in that. They're very sweet drop biscuits, And my belief is that they turn to cement in about 5 minutes.
Well, that's true. You have to eat them when they're warm.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see. Paul called to share this. The oysters at Jazz on 39th Street and State Line are amazing, as is – oh, this is true, actually – as is the shrimp cocktail at Chelly's Mexican Restaurant at 85th, just east of Warnell. Chelly's Mexican Restaurant has a very interesting shrimp cocktail. So
– what is – talk about a brain – lip. What is the lobster roll on the plaza at the Capitol Grill? Oh. Has a fabulous lobster roll periodically.
I mean, a traditional lobster roll like you get on the East Coast?
Yeah, and the lunchtime. Bread is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's great.
And they do a really nice lobster salad, too, at lunch.
And you can't find that. The lobster roll is so East Coast, and you really can't find it here.
Actually, you know, I don't know if they're still doing it, but we had a caller earlier in this program talking about the restaurant Vivalore in Independence in the Englewood Shopping District. And the last time I was there, I had a very, very good lobster roll.
Well, and Howard Hanna does them in the summer. Oh. Well, he did when he had a lunch menu. Maybe he'll do it for happy hour.
Yes, they do.
I hope he does.
And, of course, can we have a moment of silence for the great crab roll at Howard Johnson's when there used to be a Howard Johnson's? So,
is there not still a Howard Johnson's in Independence?
No. Okay.
There was when I was in high school.
That's where I learned to eat fried clams.
Independence?
No.
Howard Johnson's?
No. At Hojo's on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Uh-huh. But, you know, so that was like the introduction. But you couldn't taste the clam. You just tasted the fried part.
Mm-hmm. What else would you want to taste? Come on.
I know. But didn't they start the ice cream craze with
lots of
flavors?
Yes. I used to go there and have peppermint ice cream with fudge.
Yes. Exactly. How weird is that?
Okay. Let's see. Thing. Sue called us with a question. Does Home Skillet, which is the new diner I was talking about in Raytown, does Home Skillet serve breakfast? Yes, and not only that, it serves it all day.
Mm. So, I hope in a skillet, like Denny's.
I hope so, too. I didn't have breakfast there, but I know that they serve it from early in the morning, and they close about 9 o'clock. I think, though, when they open, because I've got an early menu, I think when they first opened, they had planned to stay open until midnight, but you know, there's not that much nightlife in Raytown to support that.
They are open. So they're at 6225 Blue Ridge Boulevard and open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
All right.
So is McDonald's still doing the fried fish sandwich? Because that has more calories.
Does it really? I've been eating those.
Well, you better stop.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, people are so passionate about their fish tacos.
Yes.
You know, absolutely. At a lot of Mexican restaurants. I like the ones that Cafe Sebastian. They're not fried, but they are grilled with great Rancho Gordo beans.
They're very, very good. I
think
they are.
Mm-hmm.
Those are
fish
my favorite.
Tacos are fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, we could actually do. I mean, there are so many variations and good ones of fish tacos in Kansas City. The first fish taco I think I ever had in this city was at Rudy's. On Westport Road. And that's still one of their signature dishes. Mm-hmm.
El Patron has them too, I think.
They do. They're very good.
They are
so
very good.
So where do you get grouper in this town?
I would say that McCormick and Schmick's would be a likely.
Sure you can get it at 801 Fish. I'm looking at the menu right here. And for $32, you can get pan-roasted Florida grouper with roasted butternut squash gnocchi.
Oh,
yum.
That sounds very good. Mm-hmm. We are taking your calls. The switchboard is starting to get busy here at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888 in Kansas City. Where is your favorite place for fish or seafood in and around town? Where do you go for a favorite seafood meal? And don't be ashamed. If it's Red Lobster, we're right on the page with you. So, you know, here's my only criticism of Red Lobster.
Yeah.
It takes so long to get a table.
There you go.
It is packed.
Just go at like 3 o'clock on a Tuesday.
There was a line up that, no, I don't know. Yeah, but you know, who wants to eat at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday?
I want to eat at 3 o'clock every day.
All right. Gloria, where do you go? You're probably not a big fish eater, are you?
I really like seafood. I like shrimp and I like crab and lobster, the shellfish, but stay away from ceviche.
No,
I know you guys like that.
Yeah.
Or octopus. Mm-mm.
I love octopus if it's prepared well.
Like story.
Story. Carl Thorne Thompson, who, by the way, was named Food and Wine Best Chef Midwest this week.
No. He was the top winner. He got the whole shebang.
Oh, across the United States?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, wow. Even better.
Yeah.
What an accolade. Yeah. That's really great.
Congratulations to Carl. Mm-hmm. He knows how to make really good, tender octopus. Mm-hmm. And it's my guess, I don't know this for sure, that he learned it in Michael Smith's kitchen because Michael knows how to make really great octopus. Yeah. And that makes all the difference because if it's chewy, it's just not very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Extra virgin has really nice octopus, really fresh tasting.
And they also have great tuna tacos.
Do they now?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
What is the most unusual fish dish you ever had, Mary?
That's a tough one. But I'll tell you a great one I had yesterday. It was at Bo Ling's, and it was a tuna tower. And it was, I'm still thinking about this and how I can make it at home. It came in a mold.
Restaurants don't want to hear that, by the
way. I know, I know. If you can picture a double-decker hockey puck,
okay,
that size, with rice on the bottom and then big chunks of raw tuna and then avocado covering the top with a really spicy sauce. And then as you cut into it, it all kind of fell apart.
So is it sort of like a salad? I mean,
no, it was more like a rice dish, really, with all the tuna and avocado.
Doesn't McCormick and Schmick's do something like that?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they put it in a can and as the mold, and then they lift it off.
And Graham and Dunn does that with their salad. They put the tuna salad, it's layered with wonton chips, in a glass canister and pull it out.
So is bluefin tuna still, I mean, they do other things with it besides sushi, don't they? But it's kind of fished out, isn't it? Does anybody know? We don't know.
We'll have to get a phone call on that one.
I
do want to also add that on the subject of fish tacos, that I finally made it to Chewy's, the new Mexican restaurant where Filio used to be on the Country Club Plaza. What a wild decor.
Yes. Yeah. It's
sort of mind-blowing as opposed to over the top. But I had their fish tacos. They are not expensive, and they were really, really quite good.
Yeah.
So Chewy's, I was wondering about it. I understand it is packed. And I was there for a Saturday afternoon for lunch, and I hit at the right moment because within 15 minutes, that dining room was packed.
Yeah. It's a great place to go with little kids because they can scream and nobody will hear
them. That's right. That's exactly right.
I did. Anyway, we are taking your emails at centralstandard@kcur.org and your tweets at?
At KCURCST.
All right.
Yeah.
And, let's see. One caller called in to say that Red Lobster is not cheap. I would say it's probably, I mean, by McCormick and Schmick standards or Capital Grill, I would say.
For seafood in the Midwest, it is more affordable than high. It's one of the more affordable non-fast food seafood places in the metro.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, you know, I would want to find out if people are interested or talking to their chefs or servers about whether or not their catch of the day, whatever they're serving, is wild caught. And a lot of people don't know. But there is some controversy over that, whether or not it is antibiotic bathed and farm raised or caught wild. And a lot of places will say wild caught. So
can I say this as a confessional?
Yes.
That when I was a waiter, people would ask me those questions. Now, is this salmon wild caught? And I knew perfectly well that it was farm raised salmon, but I would say yes. Because I felt my customers should deserve wild caught, even if it wasn't.
Even if it wasn't.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. Grand Street, according to one of our callers, has a great salmon salad. That was Sharon, who couldn't stay on the line. John called to share that Mad Jack's on Troost is the best seafood restaurant in town. Now, there is also, by the way, a very affordable place. That's Mad Jack's at 62nd and Troost. We've got a lot of people on hold. We'll see if we can get them through. Fish tacos.
Mm.
You have inspired me. That is exactly what I would like to have for lunch.
So if you're not going to a fish fry tonight, where are you going to go for fish?
I'm taking a friend of mine, Martha, out for her something birthday. And I think we're going to an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
So I can have pasta because I'm sort of fished up here.
Well, Novel. You could take her to Novel because they have scallops and they have grilled Arctic char.
Charles feels a little claustrophobic in Novel.
I know. But go like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
What is this 3 o'clock stuff?
I don't know. Then people won't be there.
Early bird special.
That's it.
All right. Let's go to Christy. Christy in Weston, are you with us?
Yes.
Tell me about Avalon Cafe.
Well, it is a cute little restaurant in an antebellum old home in Weston.
Now, is this the home that used to be owned by the sea captain? Speaking of fish, the White House?
Mm-hmm.
That is it. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
The Avalon Cafe on that main drag in Weston. I love that place.
Absolutely.
Well, what are some of the fish options?
They have a potato encrusted grouper. They have a seafood platter that is smoked rainbow trout with seared scallops and shrimp and salmon. And I've had, I've had the sear ahi tuna if it's flown in fresh. And then sometimes, you know, they do like a shrimp bisque. And there's just a different seafood special every day of whatever they have flown in. And so we try to get there once a week just because it's just interesting and there's always something kind of fun seafood-wise. But
I'm a real fan of the Avalon Cafe. Mm-hmm. It's been there for quite a while, and it's a really, really charming. Really is like eating in somebody's house, which, of course, it was. Yeah. So, hey, thank you, Christy. That was a great call. Let's go to Tom. Tom in Kansas City?
Hello.
Hey, Tom. What do you want to tell us about?
Hi, Charles. I wanted to let you know you were talking about great fish dishes, and I had the other night at Jasper's baked Neapolitan clams. They were out of this world.
Now, Tom, if I'm not mistaken, hasn't that been like with their, is it shrimp livornese? I'm always getting the name of that wrong.
The shrimp livornese.
Which I'm craving.
And the
right
bread,
now.
you dip the bread in the sauce. Oh, my God.
Now, Tom, but I was going to say, aren't that the shrimp dish and the Neapolitan clams, aren't they dishes that they've been serving for like 60 years, or maybe not 60.
Yeah, I was talking to the chef Jasper, and he said that they've been making those for 60 years almost. I think this is their 60th anniversary.
It is this year.
So yeah, they've been serving those for years and years, and the taste, they've got a little touch of Tabasco in them, and they're just fantastic as an appetizer. I should have ordered them for dinner. I could have eaten 10 of them for dinner.
Well, that's great. That's great. Hey, thank you so much.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Tom. And that was Tom talking about Jasper's, which is at 103rd between Warnell and State. Between Warnell and State Line. Mm-hmm. It's sort of talk about iconic. It's very iconic. And I think they have something called the St. Peter's fish. I don't know what it is, but I like to eat it. So we are talking about fish this hour on Central Standard.
Well, do you think that tilapia has taken the place of orange ruffy?
Probably. Yeah. In the boring because it's safe category?
Yeah, it's everywhere.
You see a lot of tilapia tacos for fish tacos.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anyone still use cod, or has cod been overfished?
I think it's still in the fish and chips.
Yeah, that's what
rotation.
The traditional, it was cod.
But you'll see cod and black cod on the menu, and black cod is very different. It's more like a bass.
We have a fish suggestion from our very, very own Linda Scher. Linda says, I love the salmon at J. Alexander's at 115th and Metcalf. I like that salmon, too.
Uh-huh.
And she likes the fish and chips at Red Robin, which is the hamburger place at 95th and Metcalf.
Oh.
I have never had the fish and chips there, but she says they're wonderful with the kind of tempura-like batter.
Hmm. Wow.
Okay,
I feel like a burger place is generally going to do a decent fish and chips.
Really?
Yeah. Like like a place where you get burgers and fries and they fry things all the time and their fryer has a lot of flavor in it and it's going to...
You know, I never thought of that, but yeah, okay.
And I consider it like bar food, like burgers, like fish and chips and burgers and fries and... Yeah.
It all works together.
Yeah.
It does.
There's no more Arthur Treacher's, right?
No.
I've never even heard of that.
You're too young.
Her case has been rested.
Yes, that's right. We won't go there.
You know, another really hot dish these days is shrimp and grits. And there are a lot of chefs in town doing it really well. Rye and Bluestem. Colby does a great job with shrimp and grits. Webster House, Matt Arnold does a great job.
Well, he's from...
The South.
Louisiana, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Todd Schulte at Genesee Royale, when he has his happy hours on Friday, he often does them in a little ramekin. Fabulous.
Shrimp.
Now, nobody's talked about lox.
Well,
you know,
where do you get it?
I don't know.
Well, you can get it packaged at Brookside Market.
And probably Whole Foods has some.
And, you know, the Record Bar on Sundays, they do a Sunday brunch from 12 to 5, and they have a lox bagel there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that is in the Westport.
It's in that Westport where, like, the Ace Hardware is.
Right.
And, yeah, when I first moved back to Kansas City, I would go there every Sunday and get the lox bagel and make my own Bloody Mary.
Wow.
I guess this is the moment we ask for a moment of silence that Marv's Delicatessen closed in Leawood.
Yeah.
I had actually a nice bagel and lox there once. So.
Really? A lot of places have lox in their, in their omelets.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
With cream cheese, a little bit of cream cheese in there too.
No, maybe not.
And then there's whitefish and herring and all of those kind of fishes that are cured. I guess you can get them in a jar.
Yeah.
Ooh. But you can.
Does any place serve gefilte fish in Kansas City?
I have seen that in a jar at Brookside Market as well.
Yeah. Yes, you can find it, but homemade is the best.
Is homemade the best?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Ann in Brookside emailed us, Tio Cali for fish tacos.
Mm-hmm,
Tio Cali, I think, is at 26th and Holmes,
or
25th.
Fourth.
Yeah, that might be right.
Yeah. It's north of Succotash and you say tomato.
She says the Tio Cali fish tacos are excellent and they are not fried.
Huh.
Someone suggested a fair, which is 1911 Main Street, for shrimp, scallops, and squid ink pasta.
Mm.
And the new menu at Cafe Europa has great Arctic char.
Hmm. What is Arctic char anyway?
It's like a big,
just a big white
wild
fish.
Salmon.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like it's a salmon.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Cafe Europa often does in the spring also, they do scallops with a risotto underneath, either corn or pea.
Sounds very, very good. Very good.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds delicious.
That reminds me of the scallops at room 39.
Mm.
Good?
So good. So good.
I just had some really great scallops recently, too.
Did Voltaire, do they make them? I'm kind of thinking I had a dish at Voltaire. They do a nice job with salmon, too.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, scallops. You just can never eat enough scallops. That's the problem.
As long as they're tender and they're not overdone.
We have an email from Alexi. The only place I've enjoyed fish dishes was at, interestingly enough, the Cactus Grill in Leawood at 117th and Row. My go-to dish is the Parmesan-crusted shrimp quesadilla.
That sounds kind of good.
Yeah, fancy.
That reminds me that Mestizo in Leawood actually has very good fish tacos.
Yeah,
they
I would think so. And that's in the Park Place?
In Park Place, yes. Right.
They do. Yeah.
I would imagine they'd be a little bit expensive, maybe.
You know, I would go, I used to work out in Leawood, so I would go for lunch and have fish tacos and a margarita or two. And it wasn't that bad at lunchtime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's always, you know, of course, Captain D's.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. And how many calories are, may I ask, in the McDonald's fish sandwich? Over 1,000?
I don't know, but it's not. You know, I think it's more calories than you want to know.
I was looking at my notes from our last fish show, and I had shame fish in all caps and bold, and it said McDonald's fish sandwich.
That, you want to stay away that from answers that.
Right.
Because you would think, you know, if you ordered judiciously and you had fish tacos that were not fried, that were sautéed or pan-seared or just any kind of fish that was, you know, lightly prepared, that it would be very low calorie.
Yeah, fish is, and it's so good. Fish is so good for you if you get good quality
the
fish. It's very
fishes.
Good. The omega-3 is very good for your heart.
Right.
It's very good for your skin.
But
you
not but not battered, beer battered.
No.
I don't think that's
wait a minute.
That wait a minute.
What's wrong with beer battered fish? I would think that'd be one of the healthiest choices.
Well, go for it. thank you.
All right. And we are kind of throwing this out. We want to know where one can get some nice lox.
Yeah.
Preferably with bagels, but maybe not. Some nice lox for breakfast in Kansas City or brunch.
Yeah. You know what? Wild salmon that's been smoked in a package.
Yes.
You know, is delicious.
It is. I feel like Whole Foods would have
something
like that.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. That's exactly right. They put all kinds of flavorings in it besides the smoke, but it can be spicy. It's very good.
And Whole Foods always has good
or
some sort of good fish stew or soup. It's not in the hot food bar area. It's over by the seafood counter.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
okay. Yeah. Has anyone had the lox at Urban Table? Kristen called us in to say the lox plate at Urban Table, which is, of course, in Prairie Village, is great.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right.
Hmm.
I'm looking it up. I think Webster House does it, too, but I'll tell
I bet
you
they do.
Minute.
I bet they do have a nice lox plate. I'd like to have that on a Sunday morning with a nice cup of coffee and a decent bagel, if that's possible.
They have salmon Benedict.
Yeah.
Oh, we had that somewhere recently, too, that was very good.
And a salmon salad.
Huh. Yeah. Mm. A lot of places that do breakfast probably, I would think, could use lox.
I've seen salmon Benedict on quite a few. None are coming to mind specifically, but I have seen it on quite
a few brunch
menus. I'd like
to have a salmon McMuffin.
There you go.
Is that a possibility?
I feel like you're going down the same road as the fish sandwich.
I think you're excellent. You're very, very right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Amira, a caller, and Miriam suggests a great Lenten menu is at Sol Cantina. And I think Sol Cantina is near
Barrel 31.
Barrel 31, mm-hmm. Right. Okay. I think, you know, you could make a Lenten meal from almost any Mexican restaurant in Kansas City. Anyway, we have come to the top of the show. I think we've fished out all possibilities here. I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. Of course, you can always find a list of all of the restaurants we mentioned today at kcr.org/centralstandard in just a few hours. You can also subscribe to our podcast through that page or on iTunes. With the spring season upon us, Central Standard returns on Monday with a look at nature in the city. Our show is produced today by Matthew Long Middleton and Christy Garten. Our announcer today is Linda Scher. Our intern is Kate Baxendale.